This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Enemy on the connector at Parkway Boulevard, 28 out of Georgia. Charlie,
are you back at the Waffle House?
3377.
I'm about to pull into it.
Okay.
Should be a blinding color Dodge Challenger.
Show me, let you go now.
Yes, as soon as you get into that parking lot. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you hurt at all?
Not really. No, I'm okay.
All right, now that's after an encounter on Highway 316. That's back on March 29th. The young lady that you heard there, in addition to the dispatcher, young lady you heard there, name of Caitlin Gwynn. North Carolina by way of Virginia and now working in Athens and elsewhere around the region. She was driving 316 back into Athens. As I understand it, and she can tell her own story here, but as I understand it, there's a car on the side of the road there changing a tire or some such. Being a responsible driver, she does that thing that we all should do. She pulls into the next lane over to get away and make sure nothing happens by way of hitting anybody. She's gonna give those folks as much space as she possibly can. She drifts over into the left lane. Now, there's a guy behind her. "Hey, you cut me off," says this guy. And he very expressive in the way he says it, using middle fingers and such. She says, and she says this in a police report from the Oconee County Sheriff's Office, to be precise. "Yeah, this guy rear-ended me, bumped me, caused me to have an accident myself. Case of road rage." Now, she took a further step. She documents all this. Grabs her phone, films the guy as he is speeding away in what is now a hit and run. And that's what this guy is charged with. All right, Caitlin Gwynn joining us now. Fill in some blanks here. In your own words, step us through what happened that day. It was like March 29th. First of all, thanks for being with us. And what's the story here?
Thank you for having me. It started when I was actually about to head home from work. I was driving on the highway, and that's when I noticed someone, you know, changing a tire on the side of the road with a child out there with them. So then I used my blinker, got over into the fast lane, and he was still, you know, a few car lengths back, but, you know, he was going a lot faster than I was. I, you know, only stay around the speed limit. I'm a slow driver. But anyway, as soon as I passed that car that was changing a tire, I got back over in the right lane. But so did the car that was in the fast lane, that was in the left lane. He did the same thing. But then he started waving his arms out the windows, flashing his lights on and off, trying to kind of like putting, you know, signaling for me to pull over. And then he gets back in the fast lane, speeds up, because that's what I do. I get back in the fast lane, speed up, pass a couple cars, and he does the same thing, and I get back over just to try to get away from the guy. He does the same thing. We do that at least 2-3 times, and then I take the exit on Epps Bridge right beside that Waffle House right there on the right. And when I take that exit, he takes the exit. And he gets, like, right beside me, and he's yelling at me profanity and to pull over, and, you know, flipping me off. And then once I try to kind of get a little bit away from him, so I go towards the shoulder a little bit because he keeps getting closer and closer to my car. And then he looks right at me, and he just bumped me. And then that's when I started recording him. And you could see the paint of my car going down his car. And, you know, I was yelling for him to pull over, and he said he was pulling over. So as soon as I stopped recording, which I did to call 911, and I felt really foolish because, you know, I trusted him to pull over because, you know, he told me he was. I was just in a car accident. That's normally what you do. I've been in a car accident before. Everyone, you know, pulls over, exchanges information, you know, calls the police. But as soon as I stopped recording to call the police, he speeds off, flips me off, and then speeds off. And then after that, you know, I contacted the police. They met me out there. And it wasn't really much because I didn't have his plate. All I had was his face and, you know, my paint going down his car and him, you know, getting closer to me after that. So I went to Facebook and I posted the pictures of him and the pictures of his car onto, I think it was Athens news page. And after that, it got a lot of attention. And he was able to be identified through the comments and it being reposted on websites like Reddit, and a lot of people reposted on Instagram and other social media websites. And a lot of the comments were saying that he was a UGA employee because of his DP pass. And so then I contacted the UGA campus police and spoke with them, and they did tell me that that DP pass meant that he was an employee at UGA but wouldn't release any further information. After going back and forth with the Oconee County Sheriff, which was a huge help, we were able to identify who it was. And shortly after that, he then calls up and says, hey, this lady hit my car yesterday. I didn't think it was a big deal, but, you know, I just wanted to report it. And then that's when, you know, he was informed that that was a hit and run and that he either needed to, A, turn himself in or they would go pick him up. And then that's when he was arrested.
Guys, 34 years old. He's from Athens, works, as you say, at the University of Georgia. Roger Snow is the guy's name. And some of the initial reporting, Wayne Ford at the Banner Herald saying, yeah, it was that video that you had the presence of mind to put out there. I compel this guy's wife, hey, they know who you are. You better go turn yourself in. And he did. Charges that he is facing to this point include, hit and run, and failing to stop for an accident, which kind of sounds like the same thing, neither here nor there. All right, first of all, a couple of important things here. Let me point out, too, you just heard this young lady, Caitlin Gwynn, tell the story here. She's 18 years old, and I don't mean to say this in some kind of condescending way. You don't find many 18-year-olds that are as articulate as she appears to be and had the presence of mind to do what she did in that moment. Okay, there's some trouble here. Let me do what I can by way of making my case. Let me whip out my phone. Let me document all this, and you did, and here is where we are. Now, part two of this, irrespective of, and we can argue about the accident and the initial encounter on 316 there. There's a police report, a sheriff's office report that details what happens, and there's that. But the part two of this that seems to me to be the bigger part of the story is the hit-and-run part of this, the road rage, the hit-and-run. And with that in mind, now you have a lawyer, and there's at least the possibility of a lawsuit. What are we talking about here?
So right now I'm being represented by Matthews Law Group, which I can't say how big of a help they've been. My attorney is Miss Deborah Yates, and she has been great. I came with them to them with an issue of I don't have Georgia insurance. I'm a Virginia resident, and I didn't have any way to pay for these medical costs. I was going to the hospital. I was prescribed muscle relaxers, anti-inflammatory for some spinal injuries, and I was struggling. I didn't have the money to pay for it. I was out of work, and she was able to help me and was able to contact insurance. She's helping with my medical side of it, and she's dealing with all of that. She actually even called around and found an office that would take me and won't payment until after the settlement with the insurance. And they ended up contacting me the next day where I could set the appointment, and now I'm getting treatment 3 days a week. They're able to give me excuse if I need out of work. They're able to just, you know, they're coordinating everything for me, which has taken off a lot of the stress.
All right. So in terms of your lawsuit, you're not trying to win the lottery here. You want somebody to pay your doctor bills and get your car fixed.
Correct, because that's kind of where I'm at, because between the chiropractor and then they sent me for an MRI and found some additional spinal injuries, and so now I have to go to an orthopedic, and, you know, it's just been a lot going on, and it's been very pricey, especially with not having insurance for the state.
All right, Caitlin Gwynn, and in closing here, I got to let you go, but I want to ask this. I'm struck by the fact that you're all of 18 years old, and yet here you are. You had the presence of mind in that moment to do what you did to A, not make the situation any worse, to pull off and get yourself in a somewhat safe place, to whip out that phone, get as much evidence as you possibly could. I wouldn't have been able to do all that, and you did. How? I mean, for lack of a better way to ask the question, what was going on in your head at that moment?
Well, if I'm being honest, I was very distraught. I was scared. I was confused because I really thought he was going to pull over, and that's why I stopped recording. So I honestly felt really naive to stop recording, but I had to call the police, and, you know, he started slowing down behind me. And then when he left, I was confused. I was, you know, scared. I didn't expect someone to get so angry over just a traffic incident, especially when, you know, I'm sure he saw the person change the tire. Even if he didn't, you know, I feel like it's really excessive to follow someone and hit their car multiple times trying to harm me with his car because I wouldn't get out because he kept trying to tell me to get out the car. And I'm a small person. I'm about 5'1", maybe 110 pounds. And I was scared more than anything. But with my family and their support and the help of, you know, Miss Deborah Yates, it made it a lot easier.
Well, listen, best of luck to you. Thanks for looping us in on this. And we'll keep an eye on this. Keep us in the loop as we move forward. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.